So, strange habits that your partner has that at this point you've just accepted, like microwaving lettuce.
What?
So this was the thing that I saw. It was like one of those, does anyone else have a partner who does this? Does anyone else do this? And he says, my wife microwaves lettuce. Like when we have a salad.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter if like you're having a protein on it and you want to warm up the protein. It's not that. It's that she likes the lettuce to be warm. So she'll put the lettuce in the microwave and nuke it.
Huh.
And by the way, if you don't know what warm lettuce in the microwave smells like, imagine if you cut off one of your feet and left it to rot for about a week. Oh, excuse me. Thank you. 792-6278. We don't have to weigh in on
lettuce.
Nuked lettuce, but what is a strange habit that your partner has that at this point you've just accepted?
He disappears.
That's a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
I have accepted it, and it's mm-hmm. just normal. It's normal in my life, and I fully expect we'll be at dinner
mm-hmm.
with friends. He's gone for 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then comes back. I just don't even think, it doesn't even faze me anymore.
It is pretty amazing. And he just poof, like all of a sudden you turn your head and he's gone.
He's gone.
Like, and then I was just sitting next to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was playing a gig one time, and he was at the gig. And a friend of mine showed up with her daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she was a little fussy.
Mm-hmm. The daughter was.
The daughter was. And I'm on the gig. I'm singing on stage, and there's Jay. And I look, and he's gone. And I'm like, where'd Jay go? He's gone for 40 minutes. Like, where did you go? You're my, like, we're all here. He went to Walmart to buy a baby doll for the girl's daughter, who was, now he's super sweet, right? How
right.
sweet is that? But I'm like, who goes to Walmart in the middle of a gig to get a baby doll for my friend's daughter who's fussy?
That is
it's
really
just
cute.
Random things.
Yeah.
He just takes off.
Oh, that's funny.
He loves to go to a store. He loves an errand.
792-6278. But that is a strange habit. But when it played out like that, you're like, oh.
Oh, of course. Then I'm like, because I'm mad. Of course. He's
right.
missing my whole set.
Right.
You know, I sang some great songs. You missed it. Well, I went and got her a baby doll. I'm like, oh, well, okay.
What is a partner's strange habit that at this point you've just accepted? It used to drive me crazy when Tim would just leave the bath towels all over the place.
Oh.
All over the place.
Tim.
Like, I'm big on conservation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was a big learning curve. because the idea of paper plates or paper towels just seemed so wasteful to me. But now with kids around, I'm like, oh, bring on the paper plates.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
I feel bad about it when we're using a little too many.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's why not just use a plate to throw in the dishwasher? You know?
Well, and because you never use one paper plate. It's like
right.
50.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a hurdle. I was like, okay, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
But the towels, like.
So bathroom wet towels just everywhere, doesn't like hang them up to dry?
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. And is someone who prides himself on being neat and tidy, and I'm like,
well, that's why I'm shocked. Tim is a very
not neat or tidy,
right? He's very tidy and neat, and like,
why would you not take the towel and hang it up? Or if you open a drawer or cabinet, why not shut it?
Because he's always on the move. He doesn't have time.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've banged. I probably have permanent bruises on my hips from open cabinets or open drawers. I mean.
Oh, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then he has the you-know-whats to yell at the kids for it. I'm like, oh,
where'd they learn it from?
Apple? Tree?
Oi.
Oh, someone texted her snoring.
Oh.
That's yeah. not a habit, though. That's
They can't help
you
it.
You can't help that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a sign you need to, like, get stuff looked at, because
yeah,
I mean,
the
if it's,
thingy,
like,
the
sleep apnea. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. The Darth Vader machine. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that is something to get used to.
Yeah.
That is something to get used to. 792-6278. What is a strange habit of your partner's that that you've just grown to accept? I'm trying to think of my habits that Tim has just been like, okay.
Oh, your last minute Larry.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Would
no.
you call that a habit?
Oh,
okay.
Blake, in defense of Tim.
Yeah.
This is also in our relationship
yeah.
that something that I am now used to and have had to accept.
Right.
Like you with my craziness, me, it's It drives me crazy.
I'm a procrastinator. I don't do something until it absolutely has to be done.
But I will say this. I've learned so much in almost 5 years of working with you in a very close way. It doesn't drive me crazy anymore because for some reason,
yeah.
And this is not a compliment to keep it going, but it always works out and it would never work out with me. But that when if Tim still gets like upset about it, I have to just be like, you have to admit though, he always comes through.
Right.
But I don't want to say that to you to like say the behavior is okay. The behavior is not okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A coworker, Matt. And I are procrastinators.
Oh, God.
And we are such enablers. We enable each other. He's in our sales department. Yeah. So we work together and it's always last minute. Everything's last minute. And we'll literally send each other articles about how great procrastinators can be.
I mean, you're good at it. You're very good at it, but it doesn't mean it's not annoying.
No.
Oh, boy.
And I've been like that since I was a kid. Like, projects last minute, I'd get up at 4 a.m. and finish them before school. Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. It leaves the empty toilet paper rolls on top of the toilet instead of putting it in the little trash can 1 foot away.
Yeah, is that a guy thing? Just
that drives me crazy too.
Like putting Jay will always leave his empty bottles of iced tea right next to the recycling. He can't just go whoop. Pow. Mm-hmm. It has to be waiting for me to throw it away. So I don't know if that's a thing.
Someone texted, my partner's bad habit is he loves to take over cooking. This would drive me nuts. You too, right, Kel?
Get out of my kitchen. They're not even allowed in the kitchen when I'm cooking.
Oh.
Get out.
It's anger. A habit that I have not accepted of Tim's is he will come in and get in the way at the exact time that things get busiest.
Oh, like when the oil's hot and it's searing and I got to flip it. If I don't flip it, it's going to get too tough. And oh my God, get out.
Hey.
No. Grr. Or the sauce is going to get too bunchy. Like I got to put the stuff in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Out.
No, the kids, Riley even knows. She'll be like, oh, sorry. Get out. Out right now.
All right. If you have a bad habit of your partner's that at this point you've just come to accept, okay, we are sort of venturing into the ones we clearly haven't accepted yet.
I know.
But these are the ones that you just go, well, you know, it used to drive me crazy, but now I just accept it. yeah. Okay. This is not Tim texting, I don't think. No, that's not his number.
Oh.
But this could be about me. My husband has a horrible time-space continuum issue. He tries to put 3 activities in a space where only 1 activity can fit. He's always convinced he could get it all done, and he can't.
Huh.
Scene.
Yeah.
Scene.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, now people are just starting to complain. The whole point of this was like, you've accepted it now.
I know.
You've accepted it now. Go on our Facebook page. We'll continue this on Facebook. Coast 93.1 on Facebook.